After the last video that I did, where I said bloggers who charge 5,000 rupees don't, I got some emails from other younger bloggers who are starting blogging or who have been blogging for a while. And since I had said that you can write to me or ask me questions if you have any, one of the questions that was there in all the emails that I got, there weren't many, I got three emails, was how do I monetize my blog? I mean, it's like the cliched answer is obviously work hard, produce great content, and work will come to you, and then you should know how to negotiate, and you can learn how to negotiate and practice, and then you can start making money. But I just want to clarify that as far as I'm concerned, and I know a lot of other bloggers who have been blogging for as long as I have, or maybe not as long. I've been blogging since 2003, 2004. I used to blog about the subject of innovation consulting and creativity and things like that. I used to work as a management consultant, and then I used to work as a graphic designer. So then I started sharing case studies of my branding work that I did for clients, the logos that I made for them, or the brochures that I made for them, or the websites that I made for them. So I used to blog about those things. Then I got a camera and I started blogging about photography. So it's and I started sharing, the work that I did with photography, or if I was just going traveling and I would take pictures and I would share that. So when I started blogging, the idea was not to make money. Like, not in a million years had I thought that I would be paid to do this. Social media was new. I was mainly using it to just, look at the work of other cool people, talk to other people, figure out how they were, doing their stuff, looking at people I thought were successful and seeing how they got around. So the idea was never to make money. Now, I'm not saying that that's the wrong motivation to start blogging. I mean, fine, that's your motivation. You can start with that goal, which is great. But I'm just saying that it's taken me almost 10 years to come to a place where brands, for example, write to me and say, "Hey, we want you to come and cover our event. We want you to blog about this new product." Or, clients hire me as a photographer and they pay me a little more because I also share stuff on social media, so I'm like a brand advocate. So it's taken about 10 years to do that. So please, if you just started blogging 2 months ago, in my last video, I used the figure of 50,000 rupees. You're not going to be making that kind of money. I don't care who you are. It's not going to start like that. You are probably going to have to start at a lower rate, and it's going to take you time to build your blog. The reason brands pay a blogger to do a story about their brand, a story about their product, is not just because the blogger is producing great content. The other reason is that the blogger has an audience that the brand would like to reach. So if you are a new blogger who's just started 2 months ago and you have eight blog posts on your blog, you don't really have an audience yet. You might have 10 people, and those will probably be your close friends or the boy who likes you and he really wants to see what you put on the blog, for example. But you're not going to be able to make money off the bat just when you've started blogging. I don't quit your day job if you are thinking of making money blogging and monetizing your blog and you have a day job. Please do not quit your day job. Blog on the side, travel and blog and see how you can keep up with it, because it's a lot of work. It's not something you can, go on a vacation for 15 days and be like, "Oh, fuck it, I'm not gonna blog for 15 days. Who cares? There are only 10 people looking at my blog." The point is, it and I've done that. I've done that, and I've realized that, your views drop away, and once in a while it's fine. I mean, now you can even schedule your posts and you can put up content, and your audience gets it, because these are people who've been following me for 10 years. They're almost like, if I met them on the street, they know me. They know my life. So they understand you in a different way. But how to monetize your blog? I mean, really make good content. And I know I saw some of the blogs of the girls and the guys who wrote to me, and one of the blogs was actually quite nice. And that girl's been blogging for about 2 years now, and she said that she doesn't know how to monetize it, and that she hasn't really been making money. And I think I'm not sure why that is, because the photographs are actually quite nice, but I don't know. I mean, in India, just doing posts where you wear brands' clothes and get a photographer to shoot to photograph you. I don't know if India is the right market for that. I mean, I know a lot of international bloggers do that, but it's not just that. You need to have a little more to offer to a brand. For example, me, I mean, I'm at the other extreme of the scale. I do all kinds of stuff. I do travel, I do events, I do parties, I do I do non-profit stuff, I do fashion. Now I even started wearing some brand clothes and saying, oh hey, I do fashion week. I do like so many things. So for me, the blog was always a documentation of my life. I was trying to share, this is what I do, and not for anybody else. It was more like, oh, last year same time, what was I doing? And I say, oh, this is so cool, going down memory lane, nostalgia. So it has pictures of my village visits, it has pictures of my family, and my sister, me in PJs, waking up in the morning in the bed looking like shit. I've got all kinds of stuff on there. So a blog is not, it's not a magazine, it's not an, it's, I mean, it could be, but not straight off the bat. How do you create that audience? You need to figure that out. If the person visiting your blog feels like, I don't really know what this blogger is trying to do, then you're not going to get an audience. And if you don't have an audience, brands are not going to pay you. I mean, that's kind of what it is. So it's not just about good content. You can have great content. I mean, I've been around for 10 years, and only recently have I started looking at blogging as something that I do on a regular basis. And again, it's not for making money. It's just I really fucking enjoy it, okay? I mean, I have been in New York for the last 1 month, and I've been blogging every day. Okay, and here I've been in LA covering Adobe Max, and I've been blogging every day. Sometimes I've been blogging 3 times a day, and I'm not just trying to impress the brand. I am, of course, but there is interesting stuff happening, and when there's interesting stuff happening, I have this need to share it. And the rest of it is the monetization is just like anything else. If you're a photographer, how do you monetize your photography? I don't know, if you're a travel agent, how do you monetize your, why do people pay you to manage their travel? If you're a hotel, how do you monetize your hotel? It's the same thing. It's the same across all genres of work. But yeah, with blogging, I mean, I don't know. I think it takes time. I don't personally know of any blogger who's just been blogging for a year and who's making money, or even 2 years and they're making 50,000 bucks. They're not. So yeah, don't quit your day job for sure. And if you have any other questions, I'm more than happy to answer those. Ideally, if you could keep the questions specific, like how to monetize your blog, I think still is quite vague because there are all kinds of blogs. For example, tech bloggers make a lot of money. Some of them make a lot of money. The brands give them gadgets. They keep the gadgets, and they also accept money. And they say, okay, this is what the product was, and they'll do like a very detailed review and things like that. And there are, even in that, there are so many kinds of tech bloggers. There are tech bloggers who do not accept money because they're more like tech journalists. Then there are tech bloggers who only accept devices and don't really accept money, and they have a day job. So be specific, not just with me, but that's one of the best tricks of having your questions answered. If you ask a specific question, then you're more likely to get an answer that will address that specific question. Okay, see you later.